episode 008. I'm your host, Kevin Lindsay. I'm the general manager of Buckley Newspapers and the editor of the Jasper County News. I hope that you've had a great week. Hope that you're having a great Friday headed into the weekend. I think I've kind of unintentionally changed the schedule of the podcast. I know the past couple of weeks I've been abnormally busy on Thursdays, which has kind of pushed the podcast to Fridays, and I'm kind of enjoying the podcast being out on Fridays as you lead into the weekend and things like that. So we may have inadvertently changed the days of when the Jasper County News podcast comes out, but we will carry on. I know we've got a busy week coming up next week, potentially with MHSAA basketball championships in Jackson, Mississippi coming up. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, but let's go ahead and dive right into the discussion. If you haven't picked up a Jasper County News paper this week, we preview what was on the front page in that paper. And first of all, the very top of the paper, Jasper County fire trucks, they underwent rigorous testing Monday, February the 5th through the 7th, as they took part in the annual National Fire Protection Association pump test. Hudson Jenkins with the Emergency Management Department, he talked about how the fire trucks each year, they go through this pump testing where they bring every fire truck in Jasper County in, and they test the pumps and make sure that they're working right. So they're tested annually to ensure that it can withstand pressure and is required to be tested annually. Jasper County Emergency Management Director Hudson Jenkins stated that the trucks will experience up to 250 pounds of pressure during the 1 hour test, and they're constantly pumping for 60 minutes. He added that the testing keeps insurance rates lower in the county while making sure that the trucks are up to par. And he also stated that every truck in the county had passed the test and no trucks had any issues. He also talked about that some of the trucks, I believe, go through a 3 hour test, and they're pumped and they're constantly pumping. And he basically described it as a stress test for the fire trucks. And after 20 years, the trucks, quote unquote, get retired. They have to move back. So coming up soon, the county is going to have to get new fire trucks. And that is going to be a massive, massive bill. So it's important that they're able to test these trucks now and to keep them for a couple of decades and to reframe the trucks to be used in different ways. And the county has been able to do that for a couple of decades now. So be interesting to see what the bills look like. You know, we experience inflation and all these things, so it's going to be interesting what the price tag will be on a fire truck moving forward in the next couple of years. Well, on the other side of the front page, you will see that Covington County Justice Court Judge Bobby Wayne Mooney found former Jasper County Circuit Clerk Judge Sullivan Dukes and his wife Marie Dukes not guilty of domestic violence charges that were stemming from an altercation last December. The two got into an argument around December the 11th, 12th, along in that week. Got into an argument in an apparent scuffle, with Sullivan Dukes being arrested twice in 48 hours. During the testimony last week, Mr. Dukes did admit openly that he violated a court order for violating a no-contact order between the two. Therefore, he was found guilty. However, Judge Mooney stated that there would be no fine or jail time for that violation. He explained that he was going back to the house, and to his house and his wife's house to get clothes, and that she was there, but there was nothing happening. I don't even think he said he spoke to her. He just wanted to get clothes, but therefore he violated the no-contact order. Judge Mooney was quoted as saying this. He said, "I hope that you get back and you can be a light in your community and to stop the horse playing." It spiraled into a thing last December. I don't think I reported much about it just because of basically what was going on. I know other people and other media reported on it, but after hearing the testimony and things like that, there was a lot of private things that I think that probably didn't need to be shared, and I'm just not going to put that. I'm going to put what happened and what the facts were and leave it at that. But it was a story that needed to be reported on, as neither were found guilty for domestic violence. There's a couple other things, a couple other news, things that we could talk about as far as what's on our front page. You had Stringer Attendance Center students. They were recognized for perfect scores. They're on the bottom part of our front page. There's a list of students that were recognized for perfect scores. Great, great on them. Also, the West Jasper School District, they received a federal grant funding the Wild Hog Control Program. I thought that was a very interesting article from Miss Carol Evans, so I would definitely be sure to check that out. Well, the big thing this week is basketball, and we talked about it at the top of the show. The big thing is that the two of our teams, or actually three of our teams, the Lady Bulldogs and the Bulldogs and the Lady Oilers, they're all one game away from heading to the Big House in Jackson, Mississippi. Last Friday, the Lady Bulldogs played at 4 and the Lady Oilers played at 6 p.m. last Friday, and got to go to both of those games. And let's just go ahead and talk about probably the most exciting one of that Friday's slate of games was the Heidelberg Lady Oilers. They defeated the Newton Lady Tigers 44-42. It was a thriller that came right down to the wire. A lot of the way the Lady Oilers, their backs were against the wall. They were trailing a pretty good bit of the game, to be honest with you. Mariah Farrell, she led the way with 15 points for the Lady Oilers, and it came down to a last-second shot attempt, and it came down to Newton. They went for the win. They were down 44-42, and they went for the three-point shot, and it literally bounced off the rim three times before it fell off to the left side of the rim and bounced to the floor for Heidelberg to pick up that win. So they will go to Holmes Community College tomorrow, Saturday. Also, the Bay Springs Lady Bulldogs, they got it done. Let me tell you, they got it done. Two players were a big part of that. They defeated St. Andrews 41-26 with Anna Patterson. She finished with 21 points, while Zaria Keys finished with 13 points. Both of those 1,000-point career scores for the Lady Bulldogs. They didn't get much help offensively, although Hayden Keys, she had 3 points. Zaria Bender, she collected 2 points. And Akaya Ratcliffe, she had one basket for 2 points. It was Patterson and Keys offensively carrying the way for the Lady Bulldogs. I think they played pretty decent defensively. They were able to stuff St. Andrews throughout the game, and in the second half, they held them to just 10 points total in the second half. So they were able to hold them down defensively. It was just the offense, and that's kind of my concern is moving forward. And once you get to, you know, Saturday's games, and then, of course, at the Big House for the semifinal and state championship games, that's a little bit of a concern is where are you going to get your offense from? Because you need that third and even that fourth player to kind of give you some points, and they've got to make sure that they're able to do that. Defensively, I think they're a great team. Probably, I would say, elite defensively. So I don't have much of a worry there. It's just offensively, you got to get into a rhythm and things like that. And that goes for Heidelberg, too. I don't want to show any bias there. They've got to. They were getting hammered by Newton at the 3-point line, and they've got to correct that defensively there. Meanwhile, the Bay Springs boys, I wasn't able to go to that game Saturday, but the Bay Springs boys, they defeated Richton 70-57 Saturday evening at Richton. So they are also going to Holmes Community College this Saturday. The schedule for those three games is Bay Springs versus Bogachita. The girls, they play at 1 p.m. Then Heidelberg and Pelahatchie, the girls, they play at 2:30 p.m. And then Bay Springs and Pelahatchie, the boys, they play at 5:30 p.m. So I'm going to be at Holmes Community College pretty much all day Saturday. I hope that we have three teams that go to the Big House. I believe it's supposed to be those three teams would play Tuesday, which is going to make a hectic day for me because that is going to print day. So it's going to be a very, very, very busy day for your Jasper County News editor. But I'm excited, and I hope that all three teams make it. And I know there's the chance that Bay Springs and Heidelberg, the girls, can play in the state championship game against one another. If I heard Coach Hall correctly, So we could definitely have an all Jasper County state championship. And how big would that be? That would just, I mean, that would be huge. That would be huge for Jasper County. And it would be historic for Jasper County, in my opinion. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see what the boys do, see if they can continue their road. Obviously, they're playing with emotion and playing for Coach Mackey. I mean, I'm rooting for those boys so hard. Just unfortunate that I wasn't able to go Saturday. Just some personal news on my way. My grandmother's sister, my great aunt, she had a stroke Saturday morning, and she passed away Sunday, and they had a short memorial service for her Tuesday morning. So been a emotional time for my family and all of that. So my grandmother's not in great shape, and that's one of the things that, you know, personal life, you know, you dive into it. I have my daughter every weekend from usually Saturday afternoon to Sunday, and then my grandmother, she actually has a personal issue, health issue that she's not going to be able to recover from. So it's getting to spend time with her is important to me and is precious to me. So, you know, right now, just for instance, I'm not covering any baseball or softball. I'm sticking strictly to basketball until that season's over, because at that point, you know, I can go and see my grandmother. And it was the same way for football too. I would just cover football, and then after football season's over, I get to dive into basketball coverage. So when there's only one person, both for me in Jasper County and James Pugh over in Smith County, there's only so much that you can do. So we try to focus on one sport the best we can and give it all the attention that we can. But we both have personal lives too, and that comes with news and everything else. So we definitely try hard to get all the news that we can and all the sports coverage that we can. And both of us are sports guys, so we probably lean into sports a little bit more than we do news, although we are both trying to dive into news and get you as much information as we can. And, you know, that's one thing that I kind of want to end on today is newspapers and where they're at, and just kind of some off-the-cuff, not scripted talk here. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been able to talk to different publishers and different editors and people like that, because our printing company, Signature Offset Printing, they are ending their business in Hattiesburg. They're going to be in Tupelo, I believe it is, but they're shutting their press down in Hattiesburg, which means a lot of newspapers around here that use Signature Offset Printing, they're scrambling to find someone to print their newspapers. And, you know, we've used Signature for quite some time, and a lot of other papers have. And as I called around to different printers and different publishers and different editors, I found that there's not many presses that are still operating. You know, Buckley Newspapers, up until pre-pandemic, we had our own printing press, but it just became a point where the parts were getting harder to get. Paper was getting harder to get. The COVID pandemic, whenever it happened, a lot of paper came from Canada, and Canada completely shut down, which it was hard to get paper from. And we had that a few times with Signature where they weren't able to get the size paper that we used for Jasper and Smith and the Laurel Impact. And we kind of had to make do there for several times we did. Our paper sizes were a little bit different. But as I called around to different places, every newspaper, there was a struggle that everyone was kind of going through. And I think that I talked to one publisher similar to us, and I'm not going to name who it is just for their privacy, but they're very similar to Buckley Newspapers. They're a multi-generation paper, family-owned paper, and they had three papers, and they just combined one of their papers for two towns. And he said, you know, the demand for news is still there. The people want to know what's going on in their cities. And he says this balancing act of trying to go to one city and go to one council meeting, and you're missing the other council meeting, and then you get complaints because you weren't at that council meeting and you weren't there to get the scoop on whatever's going on, and so forth and so forth. And he said that there's a demand for news, but there's not revenue coming in. And it's not just us, and this isn't a poor me thing that I'm trying to say, but what I am trying to say is to support your local newspaper. Whether you're listening to this in Jasper County or whether you're listening to this in another county, support your local newspaper. A lot of these are family owned. You know, in our case, we have myself, who I cover sports and I cover news. We do a monthly magazine. I help with the design of that. We are fortunate to have great graphic artists who I let just do their thing because they do it well. But we do have enough people right now that we have people design our ads and things like that. We're able to staff them. You know, we have Miss Carol Evans, who's a freelancer, who helps me out whenever I can't get to stuff. Smith County, you know, it's one person over there, essentially. It's James Pugh, and he does news and sports. And then Laurel Impact, you know, it's been around for everywhere. It's a free paper. It's what we call a shopper. We do put some news in there, but there's one person essentially over there, Christy Reddick, who she's brand new and she's learning the ropes. So our staff, which used to be dozens of people, is down to about a dozen people now. So it's a struggle. Yet people still want the news and they want to know what's going on in their county. And I don't blame them. I grew up in Wayne County. And every Wednesday to Thursday, if they change printing dates or publication dates, but I would pick up a Wayne County News even as a kid. And I know a lot of people don't anymore. There's a lot of people that they want to go on Facebook or social media and they want to read an article on there. But there's something about holding a printed newspaper in your hand. And as I get older and as I travel to different counties and even in Jackson, for instance, I'll be up there next week if one of our teams win and goes to the Big House. I'm going to pick up a paper in McGee or Pearl, or wherever I see a paper, I'm going to pick it up because I want to know what's going on there too. I think it's important. You know, that goes into every week. I talk about a subscription as low as $30 a year. We're blessed. We have been able to keep subscriptions to $30, and you get website access for free right now. And recently, over about the past 6 or 8 months, I think it's been, Jasper and Smith County gets a magazine at no additional charge that has features and good features in the magazine. And that's come at no extra charge to a subscriber. So there's value there. And they're unique stories, especially in our magazines. I love them because they're unique stories. They're in-depth stories. You know, we got the Year in Review, which features Mr. Curtis Gray, who's, you know, former supervisor in Jasper County. And I sat down and talked with him for about an hour, and I spent multiple hours writing that story about him. So there was a lot of time that went into that story. So, you know, I had this week where someone said, you know, I really don't pick up the paper anymore. And my first question was, why? Why don't you pick up the paper? Because I would encourage you to do it. You know, $30 subscription is less than a dollar per year for issue. And then you're getting a magazine including that, which we do 10 to 12 magazines a year. And that's coming at no cost. So you're paying roughly 50% an issue. And the thing is every issue and every subscription that's bought, every ad that goes into this paper, it funnels back into taxpayer money. You know, Alexander's is one of our most faithful ad clients that go in the Jasper County News and all three of our papers. And I'm so grateful for Alexander's because they do believe in our newspaper. But, you know, if someone picks up a paper and they see a washer, dryer, refrigerator, and they go spend money at Alexander's, that's that cycle that the money stays in Jasper County. And the same thing for whenever they buy an ad, it stays in Jasper County. I try to make sure to go visit restaurants and things like that and buy local as much as I can because I love our county. I'm a Wayne County guy, born and raised, but I've kind of adopted myself to Jasper County over the past year or so, and I love the county, and I just hope that people understand that if I'm not at something or I accidentally miss something, that it's not because I'm not trying. It's because it's essentially one-man show with a freelancer. you know, I'll lay out the paper myself and all of that. So I just wanted to kind of go off on that. I know that probably took a majority of this podcast episode, but man, make sure you support your papers. Come in, and if you ever have something that you want anything submitted to the paper, you're more than welcome to come to me and have some submitted news. I don't mind that. It's just trying to fit it in the paper. Most of the time we're 8 to 10 page paper, so it's that constant battle of trying to find enough room because printing prices are high. So every inch on that paper is a dollar. And with inflation, ink is not free, paper is not free, and printing all this stuff is not free. So we try to maximize every dollar that we can so that we can continue to be in Jasper County and Smith County and Laurel and Jones County. So that's my little rant. I hope that you listen to it. I hope that it makes sense. But I just want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast. We're 8 episodes deep. I'm so excited to be able to do this podcast, and I thank everyone for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the Jasper County News. Rates, as I said, as low as $30 per year for a subscription. You can find links to the podcast host apps at the top of the Jasper County News Facebook page. They are pinned up there. I hope that you have a great Friday and a great week. We will see you.